Vera Payne.
Swiss DJ and producer Inamar joins me to speak about her career and her latest project, Dolce Vita. Thanks for joining me, Inamar.
Hey, Mason. I'm thrilled about this interview opportunity. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me, Inamar, how long have you been a DJ?
I've been a DJ for 3 years.
That's amazing that you've been DJing for 3 years already. You know, I'm curious, who are some of your musical influences and what drew you to them?
I've been inspired by various artists like Nora and Pure, Pretty Pink, and Miss Monique. Their ability to showcase their creations to the audience and feel the vibes directly on the stage is truly inspiring.
You know, I read somewhere that you also play instruments. Is this true?
Yes, I play the piano and the guitar.
Now, do you ever incorporate the piano or guitar into your music?
Well, my creative process always starts at my piano. Jamming around generates many ideas, melodies, and even songwriting.
From what I read, you're also a producer. What inspired you to gravitate towards that? Or was this more of a natural progression as a DJ?
It was actually the other way around. 7 years ago, I started producing. I was in Ibiza, standing at Ushuaia, and suddenly it hit me like a lightning bolt. I knew I wanted to make music. I flew back home, downloaded Logic Pro X, and taught myself everything through YouTube videos and books. I think it was then a natural progression that at some point I wanted to showcase my music to an audience. That's when I started DJing and realized it's also a huge passion of mine.
You know, I love hearing how people end up becoming DJs, and everything about you was self-taught. It was just a natural progression into being a musician, and you just knew that, bam, this is where I want to be. So tell me about your latest track, Dolce Vita.
Well, my new track, Dolce Vita, was created in my music studio in Lugano. Lugano is located in the Italian part of Switzerland. The view of palm trees and Lugano's mountain, San Salvatore, inspired me to write Dolce Vita. I had this melody in my head and translated it onto my piano to craft the song's lyrics. I really wanted to produce a song that reflects my love for the Italian way of life, so I poured all my good vibes into it. With this song, I aim to emphasize the joys of life, such as good food, good company, and beautiful surroundings.
Dolce Vita sun, we dance in peace and fun. The dreams come true as we awake. In our hands, the joy will never forsake. Underneath the Dolce Vita sky, we hold on to the stars, our guiding light. The moment our spirits take a flight in the sweet embrace of life. We're doing it right. We hold on and Dolce Vita. Ba-da-ba-bum. Ba-da-ba-bum. We hold on and Dolce Vita. Ba-da-ba-bum. 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 We'll be right back.
Now, I know you released Dolce Vita on Syrup. How did this partnership come about?
Partnership with Syrup came about when they heard my track Dolce Vita and expressed interest in releasing it. We sat down to discuss the details, and it felt like a great opportunity to share my music with a renowned label like Syrup. Their professionalism and commitment to high-quality music convinced me that this was the right partnership for me.
Now, most DJs focus on a specific genre of music, but I actually read you have a focus on three. What are these three genres and what drew you to them?
My main genre is melodic techno, but I also enjoy playing techno and progressive house in clubs. As a producer, I have the vision of creating tracks that are radio-friendly. At the same time, I also want to produce versions that I can play in clubs. It's important for me to be versatile and explore different musical facets.
As a consumer of music, I absolutely love when my DJs are able to be versatile because that's just better music for everybody. And I'm sure for you, it's fun too. Now, I know currently you're in Lugano, Switzerland. What's the music scene like there?
I grew up in Zurich and only recently moved to Lugano. Nevertheless, I'm still often in Zurich as that's where the music scene is happening. I have experienced a vibrant and diverse music scene there for many years, which has greatly influenced me. The city offers a lot of events and clubs. Of course, in Zurich, we have the Street Parade, the world's largest techno party, which I'm already looking forward to playing at.
That's amazing. You're going to be at Street Parade 2024. Oh, good for you. What are some other upcoming projects you're going to be working on that we can expect this year?
I'm working on new music and aiming to collaborate with other artists. Additionally, I'm planning to perform abroad as much as possible, sharing my music with an international audience.
Well, thank you, Inamar. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. You can find my music on all streaming platforms as Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and find me as well on my Instagram on Inamar Music.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.